So this year we have the Monday moment, and we are here with Crystal Oakes, who is going to be on the podcast on Wednesday. Crystal is a new mom and a business owner, and we have a really, really good discussion around the whole idea of work-life balance and planning and what that looks like. But something I wanted to talk to you about today, Crystal, is the idea of if we feel like we need to know everything before we take the steps, before we make the plans, if I can't lay it out perfectly, then I'm not going to take any action because like, it's just not going to be good enough. And I'm not going to see it the way I exactly envision it. And therefore I'm afraid to dive in and do any of it. And I know that you're type A, I know you like to plan. And I know there can be fear around not doing it good enough. So what would you suggest when we're looking at something that we really want to do, but maybe we just feel like it, there's so many steps or I'm overwhelmed with what I need to get going at, maybe this isn't something I should bother doing.
Yeah. So I always try to remind myself, and I love the saying, done is better than perfect. I also, working in the marketing world, I have to remind my clients a lot that people want to be a part of your journey. And it is a journey. Sometimes we get so hung up on the end result and as perfectionists on the map that's going to take us to the perfect map that's going to take us to the end result. And it's really hard to sit in the journey and enjoy that part as well. And I think as perfectionists, we think, okay, well, I have to have this all mapped out. I have to have it all ready, or I can't do any of it. I can't even start. I can't take step one. I have to know what step two and step three is. And that's just simply not true. So what I try to do is to remind myself, I'm doing myself, my family, and my followers, my clients, a disservice by not taking step one. Because what we are ultimately creating, whether you're a business owner like me, or even if you're a mom and you're trying to plan out decorating your kid's room or whatever those kind of things are that you're being a perfectionist about, so you're just doing nothing. I have friends that have no pictures hanging on their walls because they can't figure out what to hang up. It's no decorations at all. So there are lots of tasks in our lives that end up in that perfectionism loop where we feel like we have to have it all planned before we start. But you're not helping yourself by doing that. So it's a good reminder to say, I have to take step one, even if I'm still figuring out step two. And one trick that I use in order to do that, and this is kind of situational, it depends on what the step is, but I'll set timers. So I'll tell myself, okay, I only have today, or I only have an hour to get as far as I can through step one, so that I know I've taken some sort of action. And usually what happens is that starts to generate more motivation and that starts to generate more ideas. Whereas when we stay in the planning stage, we're thinking of all the things that need to be done. Where when we're in the moving stage, we are making progress and then we're excited to take the next step and make more progress. So it's kind of a little life hack to just get yourself to that next step, to that next stage.
I love that because there's really nothing worse and more frustrating, disappointing, and even like you start talking down to yourself, like you can't accomplish things, than when you're just stuck and you keep going in your head and overthinking it and nothing is actually happening. I think this is a great tip. Thank you so much for that. And when we are talking on Wednesday, I know that you're going to find a lot of really, really actionable messages and tips that Crystal gives in how to plan life, how to be ready for things that maybe you don't even know are going to come, but it just sets you up for being ready when the time comes. And if you're somebody who likes to plan, who likes to know what's happening, who likes to be organized, then this podcast is going to be excellent for you to be listening to. So we will see you again on Wednesday.